USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. As far as what we can expect to hear from the president, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says you should be prepared to get out your pocketbook.
We've seen trillions of dollars of spending, and tonight Joe Biden is going to propose trillions of dollars more. He's going to propose trillions of dollars in additional taxes. If you're an American, if you're working, your taxes are going up.
Federal investigators executed a search warrant at the New York City apartment of Rudy Giuliani. That's according to his lawyer. Giuliani has been under investigation for his business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On Tuesday, the CDC recommendations for wearing face masks outdoors was revised. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in small crowds without masks outdoors. Johns Hopkins Hospital Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News we could have had this information made available to us a long time ago.
It's about 14 months too late. Remember, a lot of the research that they're citing came out last year, and it's not much of a loosening. If you think about it, all they really told us is that if you're fully vaccinated, you can be in small crowds without a mask. Look, the outside is entirely safe. This is settled science, and the public health leaders and our politicians could do us a big favor by taking off their mask after they're fully vaccinated. The only exception is when you're indoors in a public setting, business leaders are asking people to keep a mask on.
The Fed Reserve, after 2 days of meetings, says they are not planning on moving interest rates anytime soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
We're just hours away from President Biden's first address to Congress. Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are expecting some talk of raising taxes.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in the tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says it's those people that will be affected most by the tax hike that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of the tax hike.
And I heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Do you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? So what this will do is, I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in and they don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new survey from FlexJobs, 65% of remote workers want to keep working from home when the pandemic is over. Just 2% say they would prefer to return to the normal office model. Another 33% say they would prefer the hybrid model that combines office and remote work. The survey found that 58% would look for a new job if they had to return to the office full time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.